This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Tomorrow we throw down at Blackville.
Freudian.
Yeah.
Come on, Bob.
2-6. I know. I've got my crap together. The sausage will be there. The salsa will be there. Of course, we'll have the brand
Read
new.
Read it correctly, Bill.
20th anniversary lager. And the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven. So join us for that live broadcast. Yes. It's about time. Well, at least no one died. You know what I mean? We'll see you there tomorrow. It is absolutely free. Okay, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober because I had two yellow cans of some IPA.
There you go. Thank you for helping out our friends at the Fisher House. Okay, bro.
Hey, Miles, you're usually the one that sticks your foot in the mouth about death, so what's up, Thrill?
But at least I'm doing it with people that we're not actively speaking to.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah, normally
Miles
I'll do it,
would
right?
usually do it if he is speaking to a person.
Yeah, how's your mom doing? Oh, she passed away years ago. All right, Brock, you're going to eat only one on Sunday. Is it wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I thought this was kind of an easy one. The wings, for sure, just mow down. And I'd like to actually know, in a whole Super Bowl setting, how many I actually ate. So that would be kind of fun.
Are you going to a party that's going to have wings?
I hope so. I'm going to a party. I don't know if they're going to have wings.
So. Okay, they'll have wings. I'm just throwing it out there, bro.
I can hear the disappointment in your voice.
Oh, you know what, man? Just grab some on the way, maybe. Like pre-order, grab that way you are covered no matter what.
Correct.
I'm coming tomorrow, and now I've learned not to give the special treats to Thrill, so I'm going to give it to Ted tomorrow.
My man.
Hey, I made use of those special treats. I just didn't share.
I know.
All right, Brock, here's your question.
Brock, by the way, for Super Bowl Sunday, some people are already, you can pre-order wings from certain wing places, and they'll have them ready for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seriously, man.
Just a heads up. Brock, true story. Steve's got about 20 codes, right? So every once in a while, he'll bring in a different code. He's got, you know, hadn't worn in a while. It's got like a $20 bill in it. It's got like
poop bags
from dogs. I'm like, oh my God, three joints.
Oh yeah.
Where did these come from?
Seriously, the other day, man, I hadn't worn this particular jacket in maybe 2 or 3 months. I just had to take the dog out. It was there. I threw it on. I'm walking to it. I was like, what's in my pocket? And there were probably like 12 buds in there, but all individually wrapped. I was like, this is fantastic. It's like Christmas every time I change coats.
Yeah.
All right, one of them, last year, I still had a baby diaper in there from when my children were, 10 or 11 years ago. I'm like, wow. What is in my pocket? And it's like Not a baby nut, but like the super infant.
You should have kept that.
I don't even know if I did. I may have, you know, man. But obviously, I put it in my pocket in case one of the kids blew out. But I'm like, this has not been an issue for a while. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your question. Who are the creators of the TV show Seinfeld?
Oh, I wasn't a big Seinfeld friend, but I actually have help today because my significant other is in the car. She's mouthed something. What is it? Go ahead.
I think Jerry Seinfeld.
He was one of
them. There's two of them.
Yeah.
We have to have both?
Yes.
All right. I guess we only have one this time. Sorry.
He also has his own show on HBO now as well.
That is correct. It was Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David. Larry and Jerry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would argue that the Larry David show is equivalent to Seinfeld.
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I mean, it kind of is in a lot of ways. Just situationally.
George Costanza was Larry. They just don't look the same.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though.
Ted.
What's up, dude?
Ted, my favorite new show is The Bookie. Have you been watching that? I love that.
Now, I'll look at that.
The Bookie. Uh-huh.
No, yeah, Bookie on Max. Ted, you got to watch that. They've got two seasons. You're going to love it. They're only 28 minutes long. It's great.
Oh, perfect.
All right. You know, we were talking about it on the podcast the other day because Cobb went to school in Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like on the East Coast, everybody I knew had a bookie.
Everybody had a bookie.
I don't know anybody out here that has a bookie.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, we also have casinos here.
Yes.
You know, so pre-casino, like, and trust me, in the radio world, there were a lot of guys that did a lot of gambling.
I was going to say, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I knew a lot more people who gambled there than I do now.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You could just go to the casino.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Everything had to be, you know, subterfuge there.
Oh, nice. Looking at the bookie. Sebastian, how do you say his name?
No, Ted, you're going to really love it. It's my new favorite show. And they just ended Scalo? The season, and it's like, it's really good.
All right.
Right up your alley.
Oh, it's a Chuck Lorre show.
Okay.
Well, Mike and I are in.
Let's go.
And then I'll wait for the review. All right, Brock, your question. The gentlemen Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger, they introduced what website in 2001? Google Images, Ask Jeeves, Wikipedia, or iTunes?
Okay, the other half said she's...
I'm not sure. I think it's Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves?
She is no help to you today, man.
I know. I'm trying. Well, when I usually play by myself and I play it through later, she always answers every question that I get wrong. So I thought this time she'd be helpful. But
well, in this case, it is Wikipedia, where soon I will be labeled as deceased. All right. Which two countries make up the island of Hispaniola?
Portugal and Spain?
That's Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Yep,
Haiti.
Did we just ask that last week?
That's like 2 or 3 months ago.
All right.
All right, your question. What is Vladimir Putin's official title? Yeah, chancellors, prime ministers, all this stuff.
President?
I am window cleaner.
How many guys got pushed out the windows yesterday?
Two. No, nobody.
Fell out of windows.
Yeah, there
you go. Did you hear? So the one guy fell 50 feet to his death. The other guy fell only 40 feet, but survived.
He did. Which means
but I get the feeling not for long.
Another window for you.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, and I'll take a pizza.
Tom and pizza. All right. Very good.
All right, Sober Tom, who's eating pizza. Your question, who plays Snow White in the film Snow White and the Huntsman?
Was that Kristen Stewart?
That is.
The woman with the inability to smile. All right, here's your question. True or false, the Mississippi and the Nile are the two longest rivers in the world.
I'm going to say false. I think Amazon's one of them.
You are correct.
Okay, so it is the Nile, but the other one is the Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's always seems to be a debate about which one's longer. I don't understand it, but whatever. So I don't know which one is the longest, but I believe
which one's the thickest.
Dummy! Probably the Amazon,
yeah. They have dolphins in that thing.
Oh, those weird pink dolphins?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know how it sounds. Seriously, man. They're pink dolphins. Like,
you're a pink dolphin taking out.
You want to see my pink dolphin?
Just a guy doing the backstroke with the fly open.
Got a blowhole and everything. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Amy, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Amy, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, what are you eating only on Sunday? Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Pizza.
Pizza. All right.
Yeah, pizza it is. What is the topping you like most on pizza?
Well, you're going to hate this, bro. I'm a veggie person.
Oh, my God. What veggie?
Can't you just get a cheese pizza so other people can eat it?
Well, I guess, but that's no fun.
What is fun as far as veggies are concerned, then?
I like onions and peppers and tomatoes and mushrooms. Garlic.
Okay, I'm tracking with you. Yeah, I can deal with that.
That's actually why I don't mind the veggie pizza, because it's just a supreme without the sauce.
Yeah, but sometimes they drop broccoli on there and crap like that.
That's when it goes down.
No broccoli.
Okay, you know what, Amy? Then, you know what? You're welcome back to my Super
Broccoli
Bowl
belongs on the white pizza.
It doesn't belong anywhere. It belongs in your trash can.
I like broccoli. Yeah, broccoli does not belong on pizza. Mm. And I've eaten a slice of pickle pizza.
Oh,
it's delicious.
Ooh,
really?
No pickles. Yeah.
God damn. Okay.
We're awfully judgy now on the vegetables, aren't we?
Yes.
All right, Amy, here's your question. What tabletop game takes its name from the Swahili word for build?
Is that Jenga?
That is Jenga. Nice.
When did you learn Swahili? Did you take that in high school?
Oh, of course.
Of course. All right, here is your true or false question. South America has more nations than Africa. True or false?
I would say no because of how many countries, but are you talking about like the individual nations, like the tribes and stuff?
No, just countries.
Oh, okay. So then, no.
Yeah, Africa's got to beat. And Africa seems like it has a new country like every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. We used to be called this. Now we're called this.
They do that a lot.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
I'm a little bit there.
All right. A little bit there. Are you drinking the men's room IPA?
I have been, but not tonight. I'm doing the Elijah.
All right.
Righty back.
Okay. All right. You can only eat one on Sunday, Eric. You taking the wings, the sliders, the pizza, or the nachos?
Pizza.
All right, Eric, here is your question. Zoologist Diane Fossey dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
Gorillas.
Man, what's going on today?
All right,
hey,
Mike.
Miles, I went to school with you.
You went to school with me?
Yeah, Explorer Middle School. I was an Eagle, too.
Oh, you're talking about Boy Scouts.
Nope. Weren't you I guess not. I'm thinking of the wrong school.
No.
What school
are you from? West Virginia?
Nope. My grandpa, great-grandpa was born there, but I went to Everett. I thought you were Explorer Eagle for some reason.
I was not even close.
No.
Okay, Miles grew up in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Eric, before we let you go, man, true or false question for you. True or false? The human eyes can observe 10 million different colors.
False.
True. Now, as a dude, I don't believe that to be true. My wife can see every color.
Yeah. That's why I hate going to the paint section.
I don't mind that because they just put a label on it. And I'm like, all right, man. But when my wife would try to describe something, I'm like, listen, name the color. So say orange. Go, cool. Is it light orange? Is it dark orange? And let's just go like that. Don't tell me it's,
I don't know, sepia sunset.
Like, I don't know what that means.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Yeah, I think I could have someone explain it to me in college terms.
What do you mean?
Like, it's maroon. It's like, right, so it's a red. It's a darker red. Is this like Clemson or like a Washington State?
Alabama.
Crimson? Right.
Burnt orange versus Carolina blue.
Right, I know burnt orange from orange.
Yep. I do, too, just because of Texas.
Yeah.
That's it.
I told you last year, finally, I figured it out. We were watching a sunset. I said, God, it's gorgeous. And my buddy just looks at me and goes, yeah, it's burnt orange.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, but if you don't live there, you wouldn't think about it, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola.
Marshall, are you sober or not sober?
Actually, not. I'm at home today.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Crown Royal?
Yep, Crown Royal and got my USA Today.
Crown Royal neat.
I'm assuming.
like a man.
Yeah. Marshall, only eat one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Wings.
Wings.
Wings. My man.
Wings. Sorry, wings, yeah.
All right, I got a multiple choice question for you there, Marshall. I know you hate those, but here we go. What pharaoh is known for the construction of the Great Pyramid of Giza? Was it King Tutankhamun? Was it Cleopatra? Was it Khufu? Or was it Amenhotep? So Tut, Cleopatra.
Amenhotep, I believe. It was Amenhotep, I believe.
Khufu.
Oh. I did not realize that's where Hotep comes from.
Yeah, Amenhotep. Those are the only four I can think of, but yeah, Khufu is actually the guy that ordered the construction of it. I do not know if they completed it before he died. All right, your question. Zoologist Jane Goodall dedicated her life to the study of what animal?
Isn't that the gorilla lady?
No, that was chimpanzee. Fosse. Jane Goodall did the chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee.
Personally, I would rather study gorillas than chimpanzees.
She's really close to those chimps.
Yeah. Man,
yeah,
I don't want to think about what they're going to do. All right, Marshall, what TV judge wrote the book, quote, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining"?
That'd be Miss Judy.
Yes, Judge indeed. Judy. Judge Judy.
Don't pee on my leg and tell
me it's raining.
That was the name of her book.
Yeah, because that is pretty much how she talks.
Okay.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo. Boo.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Matt, are you drinking a men's room IPA?
You bet I am. They go down real good.
Nice, nice.
Yes, they do.
You're going to try that 20th anniversary lager as well. All right, Matt.
Absolutely.
Only eat one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, nachos. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm going pizza.
Pizza.
All right. All right, Matt, here's your question. What was Dr. Hannibal Lecter's profession?
Wasn't he a psychiatrist?
Right. Man, what is happening?
He's actually one of the original Chippendales.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Here is your question. True or false, the tongue is the only part of the human body with taste buds?
I'll go true.
False, believe it or not.
What else does?
I'm not entirely sure.
Your nose, maybe?
It's something. It's somewhere in your general area.
Oh, okay. I was
right. There's a reason why. I mean, it's...
Let's just say it's in your nostrils, right? Mm-hmm. I could take a piece of, I don't know, whatever, cheese, right?
Yeah.
Let's stick it up my nose, and I can taste it.
Kind of.
Also, the only muscle attached at one side.
You're right. It's only attached in the back.
Not the only one.
Now, I would think the back spot could taste stuff. Because if I eat spicy food, I taste it the next day.
Look like epiglottis or whatever the hell it is.
Oh, no, my butt.
You know, you're feeling it. You're not really
Feeling it, not really tasting it.
All right.
Like, you'll know you ate spicy food, and you know the spicy food you ate, but I can't imagine, you're like, I must have had tandoori chicken? What is that?
That's the acids.
Right.
You're not sitting on the toilet like, ooh, chocolate.
Man, if you had taste buds on your butt, people would hold poops for a long, long time.
That tastes like tongue.
Hello, Kramer. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Kramer, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Kramer, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You can only eat one on Sunday. Are you taking chicken wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Nachos.
Nachos. Text just came in. It says, before Thrill goes and kills her, Jane Goodall's still alive.
All right, good.
Okay.
God almighty.
Long live Jane.
Long live Jane. Yeah. Now I feel like I've just put that out in the universe and something terrible is going to happen.
I mean, the chimps aren't going to attack her.
Why not? Yeah, I like it hairless. You know? All right, Kramer, your question. What disease grounded astronaut Ken Mattingly from the Apollo 13 mission?
Measles.
Look out today.
This is unbelievable.
This is, man. All right, before we let you go, true or false question. In The Little Mermaid, Prince Eric and Ariel have a daughter named Princess Song.
True.
That's false.
Melody.
Probably a good thing.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Edward, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Edward. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right. Only eat one on Sunday. Edward, will it be wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I'm going with the pizza.
Pizza, again. Man, I wonder how many people are going to roll up to a party and they actually do have pizza.
You've got a ton.
You got to think ahead on this one. You got to get a take and bake. You can order pizza.
Sure.
I think you should go and pick it up, maybe, because the delivery driver's going to get charged.
You can. It's just going to take a minute. Like, I ordered one once. They're like, it's going to be 90 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
I would say this.
Fair enough.
I don't know that I'd wait for the start of the game to order that pizza.
No.
Or you got to wait till, like, the game's almost over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had pizza on the Super Bowl. But.
Really?
What?
I don't think I have.
I'm not sure that I have either.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
I think that's the hardest one to find.
I know I've had nachos. I know I've had chips and dip, buffalo sauce. Yeah, I don't think I've had pizza on.
Because typically when you go to a place and it's your buddy's house, everyone's just bringing a dish. Very rarely do people walk in with a stack of four pizzas.
True.
No, but like last year, host. Right, like last year we went to a friend's house and we all brought stuff, but then we also ordered some pizzas.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm right there with you. All right, Edward, here's your question. Robert Louis May, he is responsible for creating what beloved Christmas character?
The Scrooge.
Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. All the other reindeer couldn't stand him. Kissed the Santa's ass all the time.
That's not what he's into.
But Santa is.
All of them brown nose reindeer, so they all follow Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why does he have a sty?
All right, your question. What process involves the heating of milk to a temperature of about 158 degrees?
Pasteurization.
All right, very good.
Yes,
more of Big Dummy on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW.
KISWHD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
More Big Tubby coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Want to play a game now?
What the hell not? Hello, CJ.
All these new rejoiners got me thrown off. I'm all over the place today, aren't I?
Hello.
Hola.
CJ, sober, not sober.
Sober, I'm driving home.
All right. CJ, our men's room poll. Only eat one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Make some bomb-ass nachos. I'm going with nachos.
All right. All right, here's your question. What islands in the Pacific were originally called the Sandwich Islands? Hawaii, Samoa, Fiji, or Tonga?
Try Samoa.
I'll say Fiji.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Whoever discovered them, quote unquote, discovered them. I guess he wanted to name them after the Earl of Sandwich.
Lord, this something. Is Sandwich.
Yeah, so the Sandwich, they look so good you can eat them all. They actually, there's a lineage. There's a lineage.
Cookies
are
kind of like,
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's an actual lineage to that.
What do you mean?
Sandwich and the sandwich.
I think there is. Yeah. Wasn't that like the Earl of Sandwich or something? His cook had to come up with something and basically just put meat on bread.
Not sure if it's the same guy, but the sandwich family. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Why did that guy get so much credit? He was just the first guy to be like, what if we put it on the bread?
Well, no, his cook was the guy that came up with it.
He just took credit.
Right, do something to make, I don't know, switch up the food, whatever. And we're obviously paraphrasing this, and we've been wrong all day. But the guy put meat or something on bread, served it to him, which was, I guess, traditionally just not how people ate food. And my man was like, this is delicious, name it after me. No matter what you put on bread, name it after me.
And invent mustard.
Yeah. Now come up with mustard, but I don't know, but it's yellow.
Right.
All right, your question. What was the name of Ross's monkey on the TV show Friends?
Man, I did not watch Friends.
Well, Ross had a monkey.
I don't even have a guess.
I had to throw a name out. What would you name a monkey if you had a monkey?
Carlos.
Carlos. I like that name.
Bozo.
No.
Marcel.
No, Marcel.
I knew it was a very uncommon name, but it was still a name.
Yes, a French name. All right, CJ, what Disney villain's right-hand man is Mr. Smee?
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Smee.
Disney villain.
He probably would have been a fan of TikTok.
Clocks by Coldplay.
Yeah.
Perform Sound of the Crocodile.
Crocodile Rock.
I am not picking up on your hints. I'm sorry.
So he would have been a fan of TikTok. He would have clocks from Coldplay. That would be Captain Hook.
Oh.
His favorite band would have been Captain Hook.
Listens to The Rock at noon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they couldn't talk about it back then, but Mr. Sneed was actually his lover.
Oh.
I didn't realize that was a Disney movie.
Yeah, well, that's the part you see on the backstage tour.
Oh, damn. I only knew that because I had to watch this crap with my kids when they were younger. That is it. All right, your question, what brand of soda was the second to be produced by the Coca-Cola Company? Mostly known for their orange flavor.
Crush?
Wait, you got to guess one of them.
Sunkist?
Fanta.
Oh, is it only orange crush? Oh, Fanta.
CJ, question five.
That's why I was blowing a kiss at you. Sunkist.
Oh, thank I thought you. You just loved him.
Yeah, I just thought like, wow, I'll tell you, that's sure, really nice, bro.
Just take it back.
Thanks, buddy. All right, your question. What is a hockey puck made from?
Ooh.
Rubber.
Hard rubber.
I was going to say used tires.
Yeah. Something like that.
Kavis Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
I just saw a thing the other day that said a kid got hit by a puck at a game and returned for the third period.
Really?
Hey, that's just hockey stuff.
The first time that I heard about and kind of saw a video of a kid, it was a little girl, and, like, she was not coming back for the game.
Yeah, well, hockey pucks.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you get hit with one of those.
Mm. That kid's tougher than me.
Did you guys play street hockey when you grew up?
Well, no. Of course.
Yeah.
I got hit by a lacrosse ball. That hurt.
Yeah. Those guys suck.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Josh, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Josh, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you can only eat one thing on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I was thinking about it. I'm going to have to go with pizza just because there's so many options, you know, with wings. You just got wings, but you get different toppings. You know, you have a Mexican pizza as an option.
You get a buffalo chicken pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
There you go. Barbecue chicken pizza.
Both worlds.
Or vegetable pizza.
I mean, you're right. This is a toss-up because those are my top two choices. But I think just on volume alone, I'd rather eat just wings.
Me too, just because I pick at them all day.
Yeah.
And I never feel too full, I guess. Look.
No veggie tray.
It comes down to this, man. I'm also going to consume a lot of beer. And with pizza, I will not slow down my beer intake, but my gut will hurt more. As where with wings, somehow there's just more space in my belly for the beer.
That's why sometimes, man, I like to get, you know, even if it's just Domino's, get their crispy thin crust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just those squares.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, they go down easy, taste delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, your question, in what country would you celebrate Carnival?
Mm.
Is that Brazil?
It is. Yeah.
One and done. All right, before we let you go, let's see. True or false? The Aristocrats was the first film to be produced after Walt Disney's demise. We also call it death.
I'm going to say false.
That's true. By the way, my parents, when they went to Brazil 30 years ago or so, whenever it was, they went down for Carnival, right? And I'd heard of it. I didn't really ask questions, but they both came back, and my mother's like, go. I'm like, really? She's like, do you like boobs and butts? I'm like, well, of course. She's like, go. My father's like, yes, go. And so apparently they had an agreement between the two. Like, nobody's wearing clothes, right? So they get there. I don't think they quite expected that much skin. My mother's like, it was awesome. She's like, I don't know that me and your father even looked at each other for the 2 weeks we were there.
Or thought of each other either.
But man, oh, yeah, they thought about each other. Nice. Yeah. They weren't thinking about each other.
Right,
but
exactly.
I think they put it to good use when they saw each other later. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
John, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
Unfortunately, not this time, but I have tried it. It is delicious.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Stop by tomorrow in Woodinville, the Black Raven Brewing Facility, and try our 20th anniversary lager. It's good stuff.
Very good stuff.
I do that.
All right, John. Eat only one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, nachos.
I just had pizza. I'm sick of pizza. I'm going to go with wings.
Wings. All right. What's your favorite flavor of chicken wings?
Hot. I like them spicy.
Okay.
Spicy.
Yeah, that's the problem with Super Bowl parties, man. When you go to a Super Bowl party, they tend to go on the medium or the mild side.
Because you got
to
make everybody happy.
You got to appease everyone.
Right. I'll bring my own hot sauce.
That's what
there
you're
you
shaking
go.
On to.
Yeah, you know what? The party I'm going to, they're going to be nice and mild because I bought
them. I know. Ted is going to get the mild.
Nice and
I'm
mild.
Still going to dip them in ranch.
You have to.
Yeah.
I'm a blue cheese guy. But either way, if ranch is there, that works.
Please take that blue cheese.
I would take all your blue cheese. Like, I'm cool with that. All right, John, here's your question. What game does Beetlejuice play with Lydia to get her to guess his name?
Oh, man.
Naked
I just
Twister.
Watched this not too long ago. Game.
Well, he can't say.
Is it a board game?
It is not.
Remember, he can't say his own name, so he's got to convey that message.
I don't know.
Charades, man. Right.
Oh.
He can't say anything, so he kind of limit it down.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that.
All right, multiple choice question for you, and I don't expect you to know. What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog? Brandon, Bradley, Billy, or Bobby?
It's got to be Brandon.
How did you know
wait
that?
A minute.
Well, I mean, like,
it's got to be? How do you know that?
I don't know. Instinct. Something just said.
Okay. Very good, Jay.
Punky Brewster's kind of hot.
She is now, yeah.
Yeah.
Salil Moonfry or something like that?
Yeah.
I think that's her name. Still alive. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Scott, are you sober or not sober?
I'm driving, so sober.
All right, Scott.
Good job, Scott.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
okay, you can only eat one on Sunday. You taking the wings, the sliders, the pizza, or the nachos?
Pizza, and all frozen pizzas are personal size, guys.
Come on. Dude, you're right. I've seen people on the internet now be like, look, just cut off one slice while it's frozen, put it in your air fryer. It's like,
let's put the whole thing in.
And you're right. I don't know what the difference is, but it's like, I made it in my own oven. We're going
to
eat it.
Yeah. And you're right. Frozen pizza, they're just easy to eat.
Yeah.
I did it last night. I did it on Monday. It happens. It's fashionable life.
Well, dude, and go to any grocery store this week. Frozen pizzas are on sale.
Oh, yeah.
$5.99 for dinner.
Yep, they're making a killing.
You guys doctor yours up?
Sometimes.
100%.
Like, I'm not a huge, we got to spice everything up, but like if I make a frozen pizza, man, I'll throw on the oregano, Parmesan. And
it's all the stuff you know is not.
I always keep a package of
that. Has a Cholula cheese shred now, and that is fireman.
Yeah. All right, the other one, man, I'm on this Dano's seasoning kick. He's got a cheese in it.
Oh,
to throw that on
seasoning. I like it.
And get yourself a bag of crispy curl pepperoni.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. Throw a couple of those on there.
Yeah, that's
throw a cup of grease.
Mm. All right. Your question, who is the lead singer of Blur and the Gorillaz?
Oh, man.
No one ever knows this cat's name, dude. Both bands, I think, are really cool.
I didn't know he was the lead singer of Gorillaz.
And I'm going to hate myself for not knowing it. I can't even think of the name of the brothers from...
Are you thinking Blur? The Oasis guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the Oasis Brothers, and I can't even think their names now.
Oasis. Come on down to Oasis Brothers. All right.
You know, like everybody else, I'm, you know, one and done all the way through listening to Hold. We're going to say Bowie because I can't think of it.
Damon Albarn.
I'm not even sure if I've ever heard that name before.
Nope.
You've heard it, but somehow...
It doesn't connect.
In spite of Blur and the Gorillaz, right?
I mean, you're right. They're great.
Millions of records. Yeah. Nobody ever knows this cat's name.
And Oasis is Liam and
Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
No relation to the comedian. All right, a question.
I'd hit it.
A bellwether is the leader of what?
A bellwether?
A bellwether.
Curve.
The leader of what?
I don't know, marching band?
A flock of sheep.
Hmm. All right.
So you're not the shepherd, but like your lead sheep would be the bellwether.
Oh, the sheep is the bellwether.
Correct. The bellwether.
But is he really leading them?
He's just in front, bro.
But the shepherds of the dogs lead them.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, the first one to pay attention. I guess that's your bellwether.
All right. Seems like the first kiss ass.
Yeah, basically. Brown-nosed sheep. That's exactly it. The bellwether. All right, the question. How many degrees of black belt are there in karate from student to hanshi?
Probably the median would probably be 7.
I'll say 11.
10.
So someone says I'm a black belt. You go like, yeah, all right, man. Then like 8th degree. Like, okay, I'm definitely not messing with him.
Wow. I don't think you should mess with a dude with just a black belt.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm just saying, if somebody has a black belt, give them a ton of respect. I feel like only other black belts would have the gall to be like, what degree, dude?
What degree, man? Okay, first, that's good enough.
Yeah, I know plenty of black belts.
Which one are you?
Which degree?
All right, your question. What film company's logo uses a lamp called Luxo Jr. as its letter I?
That'd definitely be Pixar.
Yeah, I just didn't know the lamp had a name.
Everybody's got a name. There,
flips around. You're right. Luxo Jr. I never met his father, Luxo Sr. What a reason. He was just a candle.
And one's got a lighthouse.
Hold on. Which one is that? MGM has the lion. Paramount has a mountain.
Castle Rock?
That's the one.
Is it Castle Rock?
Castle Rock? It's basically like Stephen King's.
Yeah, that's kind of his.
That's the only way I know it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
You see that one show up, like, oh, I'll turn it off. It's going to be scary.
Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey, hey, hey. Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Albert, what are you drinking? Men's Room IPA?
I wish. I mean, I would drink it, but I'm a hard liquor guy, so...
All right, what's your hard liquor of choice? I've been known to try that every once in a while.
Once in a while. I like whiskey, but right now I'm drinking Fireball.
Fireball. All right.
But Fireball... I'm sorry.
Fireball is a whiskey.
Tequila. It is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, you're only going to eat one on Sunday there, Albert. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Can you say that again?
Okay, you only get to eat one on Sunday for the game. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Oh, I'm a big nachos guy.
All right, nachos it is.
Before we start, can I just say to you guys, happy 20 years, and I like listening to you guys.
I appreciate it,
dude. Thank you, man.
Thank you. All right, Nacho Dave. Here's a question. Before creating the TV show SpongeBob SquarePants, what kind of scientist was creator Steven Hillenburg? It all kind of makes sense.
What kind of scientist?
Done.
Hey, there you go, man.
One and straight done. Up. Hold on, before we let you go, let's see.
Did he ever actually study Bikini Bottom?
I'm sure he did when he could.
He probably did. He made it up. So.
True or false, the first movie produced by Pixar was Toy Story?
That's false, isn't it, Buzz Lightyear?
No, it was, in fact, Toy Story. Kind of put him on the map.
By the way, someone, we're talking about Luxo Jr., the lamp from the Pixar logo.
Yeah.
Said never met his father, and true with today's spirit, someone texted in, Luxo Sr. committed suicide.
Oh, jeez.
Show some respect.
Big Dummy!
What is going on?
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Dave, sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Dave, welcome to Big Dummy.
At the moment.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Big night ahead.
Okay, you're only going to eat one on Sunday. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos. What'll it be, Dave?
Let's go with some pizza, man. Gotta go with the pizza.
All right, pizza's doing well today.
A pizza pie.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, or Alan Shepard? Who was the first man to hit a golf ball on the moon?
Oh, man. Let's go with Neil Armstrong.
I'll say Shepard.
It was, in fact, Alan Shepard.
You can't do everything first. You got to hand it off. Like, Neil just can't go out there and be the first person to pee on the moon.
Well,
first person to do this on the moon.
Their first thing was, like, the first couple of missions, like, hey, try not to die. I think by the time Alan Shepard went up and said, look, this is what we learned, this is what you do. It's like, I'm bringing a golf club, fellas. Like, I know we're not going to sink into the soil anymore.
Well, there's no gravity. I mean, you should be able to knock the living crap out of it.
You should be able to. And the ball did not go as far as the legend was. So, like, in Legend, he had this thing, and it just, like...
Well, there's probably resistance.
There's no atmosphere.
So there's nothing. It should be able to, in theory...
A little bit of gravity, for what we know, but yeah, no atmosphere.
I do like the idea of Neil Armstrong just trying to saunter onto Apollo 11 with a golf bag. Like, hang on, man, I just got an idea. I got to be the first to do this.
Slice you right into the Indian Ocean.
He had the first chance. Yeah.
You know, Miles went there and hit a hole in one. Got the certificate and everything.
That's right.
Oh,
this is going to go forever.
Like, landed in a crater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, your question.
Miles, real quick, can I just shout out real quick? Miles, I'm the guy that eagled number 7 in DuPont that one time. A couple years ago, I shouted out to you to let you know.
Yeah, man. So, that's a great hole to do.
It's one and done.
All right, Dave, quit bragging, man.
Yeah, dude. All right, we got it.
You're good at golf.
I didn't get a certificate.
Of course you didn't.
But you eagled it. It's not a hole in one.
Oh, it was a sweet hole. It was a sweet eagle for sure.
Sweet eagle.
Yeah, they're not giving out certificates for eagles. I've had an eagle.
No certificate?
No.
Way to go, Ted.
Just a short par 4.
All right, your question. Who was the first leader of the Republic of Texas? They even named a city after him.
Mr. Austin.
The first leader of the Republic of Texas. Mm-hmm. Is it San Antonio?
Oh, no. It's,
come on,
it's the guy that started Texas, right?
Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I do like Mr. Austin.
Do you think this is out of line? Once I saw Sam Houston State playing Maryland.
All right.
And I chirped, like, Sam Houston. So I was like, yeah, he was a slave owner, not a good person.
I mean, it seems a little harsh.
All right.
You're not wrong. It just seemed, a little out of place.
All right.
They're probably like, yo, man, look, we're cheering for our school, bro.
Well, because Mexico was like, all right, you guys can have a little bit of this land. And then he showed up with his buddies, like, well, we're bringing our slaves. And the Mexicans were like, all right, we got to fight about it.
That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
It took exactly that long.
Yeah, exactly. Not cool.
All right, your question. They were Maryland fans, too.
Yeah, go Terps.
Your question. What martial art does Miss Piggy practice?
Man, that's a good question. But no.
Don't overthink it.
It's not Muay Thai. You know what I'm saying? It's
not Taekwondo.
No.
Pork
Portuguese karate?
Let's go with judo. I'm not sure.
Karate, man.
Karate.
Don't overthink it.
She'd hit you with the pork chop, you know what I'm saying?
Ah.
All right, the question.
She's like Elvis.
Hey, man. Cool down. What is the capital of Chile?
Chile.
Chile, Chile.
Oh.
Wasn't it Don Quixote's sidekick as well?
Ooh. Or,
is that right?
Chile. Yo, I know it's wrong, but it's not. No, that's El Salvador.
There's a character in, I believe, Old Man in the Sea. Is that right?
No, you're very close. Fellas.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got the wrong name.
I say Belize City. I really don't know.
Don Quixote's sidekick was Sancho.
Sancho.
You're looking for Santiago.
Santiago.
Carmen.
All right, your question.
Diego.
The Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is known as what kind of animal doing what?
Tough questions. I have no idea whatsoever. No.
So what kind of
can't animal? Even guess for.
Bull, shot a shot.
Screaming eagles.
Oh, right. Death row above because they're airborne.
Screaming eagles, correct.
That makes more sense.
Roar! All right, your question. On a map, what are the lines that run parallel to the equator called?
Latitude.
All right.
Well done, sir.
Coming up on the program, the head chef's in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Today, it is round one of the Super Side Showdown. We will be joined by all of the members of the Daily Mix Morning Show. They are bringing in their appetizers.
But we're scared of Sarah's food. Let's just cut to the quick.
That is on the way coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.